Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
It's what Jesus was about, and I believe it's what he wants us to be about as well. And when we follow him into the world like that, the great thing is we're not doing it alone. It's why he gave us the body of other Christ followers, so we do it together with his Spirit. And when we follow, it's scary at times, it's risky, we don't know how it's going to turn out, but we see him doing things that we could never do to restore people that are very far from God.
And you actually catalog, you detail the stories of some of those people in your book. You start off right from the start with a couple named Derek and Zoe. Tell me about those two, and then how they started to, their lives started to intersect with other people from your congregation.
Yeah, actually, can I tell you a different one first?
Yeah, sure. By all means.
I think it illustrates well what I was saying is that, what do we see? Do we see the mud, or do we see the masterpiece under the mud? And,
sure.
And really, this comes from Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, which talks about grace, right? Why grace was given. It says, for by grace we have been saved or set right with God through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's a gift from God. And then it goes on in verse 10 and say, for we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works he planned for us long ago. And that's really the theme of the first half of the book is, how do we get that mindset where we see this masterpiece he created for people to become before they ever believed in him, including us? He sees a masterpiece he's restoring in us, and he sees what he wants to restore in others. And when we help them see that, it allows them to trust the master who restores them. So my story is Amy, who came to our church really to shock us, because she had heard that we're a come-as-you-are church as kind of our motto of grace, because that's the way God accepts us as is, right? And she said, I bet they won't, let me come as is if I'm gay. And she had been in a lesbian relationship for 8 years. And she came trying to shock people. And yet, what she received was not condemnation engineering, which is what we kind of tend to think we're supposed to do. In other words, if we're going to follow God and stick to the truth, we've got to change people. We've got to let them know what's wrong. And I'll get to what's wrong with that. And it's not that we abandon truth. We hold to the scriptures firmly, but we've got to start with grace.
Sure.
We've got to start with grace. And so what she started to receive from people, love and a sense of value, despite the fact that she was trying to shock them. And she kept coming and started to get to know people. And over the course of, she said it was about a year and a half, so it takes time, she began to think, maybe there really is a God, and maybe he really does love me. And she said, I started to hear more and more about how God loved me more than any other person ever could, and how he sees a masterpiece in me that was worth dying for. And she said, over time, slowly, she moved closer and closer until she gave her whole heart and life and sexuality and everything to Jesus.
Wow.
And I watched over the next 2 years as Jesus led her on the most beautiful journey of healing. You know, he showed her that first year something she never knew, that her dad, growing up, had had 9 affairs on her mom. And she always felt uncomfortable with her dad, but she never knew why. And he showed her that was part of what was going on inside of her. Then, a year later, she's at a seminar that we were holding on healing, really, from abuse. And she recalled getting off the bus in 8th grade, and she'd completely blocked this out of her mind. And this bully boy who had always bullied her was nice to her that day. He was a young teenager. And he said, I want to make it up to you if you'll come over to my house. And she walked over to his house thinking, you know, finally she won't be bullied. And he slammed the door, and 3 teenagers gang raped her.
Oh, no.
8 years old. And what God was showing her is that the reason she was so afraid of her femininity and you know, of men is because evil had perpetrated this on her. And he began to heal her. And since then, you know, that desire has pretty much faded away, and she has been leading so many others toward healing and restoration in Christ. And this is what we see again and again. We've seen drug addicts. We've seen people like the first couple, you know, in the book Living Together, and, you know, she was a stripper and just, you know, things that you think, I don't know how to do this. I can't change these people. Absolutely. That was never our job. You know, Paul said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, God caused the growth. And so what we have to do is start with planting the right seeds, the seeds of grace. And that means, you know, Jesus saw the masterpiece, the Pharisees only saw the mud. So we have to learn to first focus on the masterpiece and call that out in people.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.